How busy is a turkey farmer this time of year? I'm Tracy Samuelson, in for David Brancaccio in New York. Trees at Christmas, roses on Valentine's Day, fireworks on the 4th of July. There are certain products that spike around certain holidays. How about turkeys? Over 4 million turkeys are eaten each Thanksgiving. So have farmers been racing the clock these last few weeks, raising birds to meet demand? Not exactly, says John Zimmerman, farmer and owner of P&J Products in Northfield, Minnesota.
Well, we raise turkeys year-round, so granted, Thanksgiving is slightly busier, but during this time of year, we do raise birds that are never frozen, so marketing them gets a little bit more hectic. But honestly, most of those birds for fresh market went out of here last week, so we're actually kind of in a low period right now. Minnesota raises roughly enough whole birds for the entire United States to eat at Thanksgiving, 45 million, I believe it is. So I think a lot of our birds do go for the Thanksgiving market, but that said, 75% of them are frozen, and maybe 25% of those are the fresh birds, you know, this time of the year.
And when do you start preparing for Thanksgiving?
The birds that we have that are that you could buy fresh in the store for Thanksgiving are about a 12 to 13 week old hen bird. So approximately 3 months ago, those birds were hatched.
And so selling those fresh birds, does that change your process at all?
Because they're fresh, logistically, they got to get to the supermarket without being frozen. So the supply chain has to run very smoothly. So sometimes our days for processing may change rather quick. So it's a little bit more hectic in the scheduling, but that has more to do with the processor making sure those fresh birds get to the, you know, final grocery store at the right time and place than it does really with us on the farm.
And so you can freeze a bird how long to meet Thanksgiving demand?
Usually on turkeys, they say 6 to 8 months in the freezer is no problem.
Really?
And to be all honest with you, we've had birds in our freezer that we keep, you know, over a year, and you might get a little freezer burn on them. But in my opinion, as long as they're prepared properly, it's not a problem.
And how's business this year?
Business has not been great. You know, a few years ago, we had the bird flu through and we lost a lot of our production. We had to euthanize a lot of our birds. And, you know, after that, we had to build our flocks back up and we probably overbuilt a little bit. So supply has been very good this year. It's good news for the consumer. I believe prices for whole birds are at a 10-year low. For my standpoint as a farmer, it's not looking so good, but I've been in this business long enough to know business ebbs and flows, and good times are around the corner again. And hopefully in the next year or two, markets will stabilize and we'll be back in the black again.
And what kind of bird is going to be on your table today?
We're actually going to our in-laws, and I'm hoping my mother-in-law picked one of our birds.
She better, right?
Correct. Usually we'll have a whole bird, and I also, we've been smoking birds lately, too, and that's a really good way to enjoy a turkey.
John Zimmerman is the farmer and owner of P&J Products. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
This summer, the Trump administration announced up to $12 billion of aid for farmers who've been hit by tariffs, tariffs other countries levied on their products in response to U.S. tariffs on foreign imports. Some of that aid went to buying food from farmers and sending it to local food banks, which face heavy demand this time of year. The challenge for those food banks will be making sure the surplus doesn't go to waste. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The majority of the food to be donated is perishable. Roughly $500 million worth of surplus pork, plus milk, fruits, and vegetables. There's also stuff like beans and peanut butter that won't spoil.
This is a daunting amount of food.
Kate Leone is a lobbyist for Feeding America, a network of 200 food banks. She says storing and transporting the extra food,
it's going to cost us about $250 million.
The network is hoping Congress and the Agriculture Department will pony up for that. Dave Richens, the president of United Food Bank in Mesa, Arizona, says he's expecting about 20% more donated food than usual. It'll be distributed to food banks in eastern Arizona, so more drivers and...
We'll have some increased insurance costs. We'll have increased maintenance costs, oil changes, tires.
Richens says he's delighted to have the extra food. And he'll be asking for donations to cover the extra costs. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And now let's do the numbers. The markets in New York are closed for Thanksgiving. The FTSE in London is down 1%. The DAX in Germany is down 0.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up nearly 0.2%. We'll be right back. Almost a quarter of professionals say they've left a job because of a difficult commute. That's according to a survey by the staffing firm Robert Half. So how do workers and employers deal with the commuter grind? Marketplace's Emma Jacobs reports.
Alex Irwin spent 6 years commuting from Philadelphia to the suburb of Malvern. It took him about an hour by car, or 2 hours if he took public transit.
I listened to the full Game of Thrones series at least once. Each audiobook is like 25 to 40 hours.
Irwin works in marketing. He really liked the job, but the commute wore him down. So 3 years ago, he took a new position with a company in Philadelphia, much closer to where he lives.
It's way nicer. I'd take the trolley every morning.
More than half the people who responded to the survey said their employers had done nothing to make their commutes easier. But some businesses say they are trying, especially when they're competing for talent. Becky Master is Director of Human Resources for Delta Dental of Washington, an insurance company in Seattle.
We adopted a telework program, and we fully pay for all the different public transportation options.
She says commute matters, both in hiring and keeping longtime employees happy. I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.
And finally, the Swedish furniture giant IKEA says it's planning to open 30 new stores in city centers, a shift from its typical suburban megastores. And that as part of the business revamp, the retailer will reshape its workforce, adding 11,000 new jobs to its ranks while eliminating 7,500 administrative positions over the next couple of years. I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.